At the H. Lee White Maritime Museum in Oswego, New York, a visitor flips through the pages of a photo album. It details how the ship she's standing in once came to rest at the bottom of Lake Ontario in 1984.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was about 180 tons, so the concept of bringing it out of the water at that time, we had to have like six bulldozers, one behind the other.
Museum director Mercedes Nice says the Derrick Boat 8 now serves as a living exhibit of the relationship between the lake and the port. She says there are many more stories below the lake's surface that have yet to be told. It's why Nice is working to help make the southeastern portion of Lake Ontario a national marine sanctuary.
We would be able to have all kinds of new educational experiences. We could take folks that are divers out, but we also could take non-divers out and use ROVs so that they could maybe view the wreck.
Nice is referring to remotely operated vehicles that could show tourists the dozens of shipwrecks located within the proposed sanctuary. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is expanding its marine sanctuary program. For Oswego and other communities on the Great Lakes, that designation would bring federal funding and a boost in tourism. There's now only one freshwater marine sanctuary in the United States. It's in Michigan. But NOAA wants to create a network along the Great Lakes, says Regional Director Reed Boney.
We think that there is a continuity of history in the lakes, particularly when you look at the historic resources and shipwrecks, that builds a integrated kind of story as you go from one lake to the other, and that can learn from each other and share experiences and lessons and programs.
There are local educational benefits as well. The Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary in Alpena, Michigan has changed the area's schools. Students can learn about marine technology in primary school and earn a degree in it at the local community college. Associate Dean of Education Kristen Munger says officials at the State University of New York in Oswego are exploring similar research and educational opportunities.
There's definitely interest about the regional effects that the lake has on us, as well as that we've been having on the lake.
Despite the enthusiasm in Oswego and other communities seeking the federal designation, there are some concerns about the potential consequences. The Port of Oswego is still very active today, generating more than $40 million in economic impact for the region, and Port Director Zelko Karinkich wants to ensure the sanctuary does not restrict business.
I mean, I understand the value of preserving the shipwrecks, but they got there because they were trading commercial business, right? And we're hoping to coexist with the project. We understand the project is a good thing.
Boney says many concerns about federal intervention and fishing restrictions are unfounded. The timeline for designating new sanctuaries is open-ended, but Boney expects NOAA will receive about a dozen applications for the program this year. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning of WRVO, reporting for Great Lakes Today.